Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. I'm your host, Steve, scribbling with a few words about how the economy is affecting the commercial and residential real estate industries for the week ending February 5th, 2016. It's that time of the month again, time to talk about the latest jobs report. This time around, the report was middling. The U.S. economy created a net of 151,000 new jobs in January, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, representing a drop in the pace of hiring compared with most of 2015. Over the past 3 months, job gains have averaged 231,000 per month, with November's gain adjusted upward, but the change in December revised downward, for combined gains during the 2 months that were 2,000 fewer, lower than previously reported. The kind of hiring that most affects the office market, professional and business services, didn't move much in January, increasing by 9,000, compared with an increase of 60,000 in December. Within that industry sector, professional and technical services added 25,000 jobs for the month, in line with average monthly gains over the last 12 months, but employment in temporary help services edged down by 25,000 after going up by the same amount in December. Healthcare continued to add jobs in January, up 37,000, with most of the increase occurring in hospitals, 24,000. Healthcare has added 470,000 jobs over the past 12 months, with about two-fifths of the growth occurring in hospitals, which has an indirect effect on the demand for medical office space. Retailers added 58,000 jobs in January, following essentially no change in December, no change seasonally adjusted, that is, and that reflected strong demand for that kind of space as the year began. Employment in food services and drinking places rose in January by 47,000, and over the last 12 months, that industry has added 384,000 jobs. Finally, the national unemployment rate came in at 4.9% in January 2016, down from 5% in December and 5.7% a year ago. The broader measurement of unemployment, which the BLS calls U6, and which includes those marginally attached to the labor force and those working part-time but who want full-time jobs, was unchanged for the month at 9.9%. In January 2015, however, the U6 was 11.3%. That's all for this week. This is Dee Stribling with Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read my Economy Watch column every day at those fine websites.